Psychological medical report, name Brazika, B as in boy, R, A, Z as in zebra, E, I, K, A, first name Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R, case number 1798301, examiner RQ-RQDYC, Detroit, Michigan, P.O. Box 345, Detroit, Michigan 48231-9806, date of evaluation, April 8th, 2013. Complaints. Heather Brazika alleges disability due to being learning disabled, as well as having major depression, schizophrenia, and a bipolar disorder, period. She states that her depression is such that she feels sad all the time. She sits and does nothing. She cries, and she has suicidal thoughts, period. She then states that she also experiences what she describes as hallucinations, the last being 4 days ago when she heard her name being called, period. She states they began before the birth of her son, who is now 7 years of age, period. She states she also sees shadows, period. She also endorses self-cutting, the last occurring in 2006, which was, quotes, when I had my suicide attempt, period. She claims she began self-cutting in high school and would do it occasionally when she was upset, period. Review of a psychiatric evaluation completed by Anthony Holzgang, H-O-L-Z-G-A-N-G, M-D, at Marquette General Hospital, dated 5/20/2012, parentheses, date of admission, close parentheses, and discharged on 5/25/2012, period. She self-admitted with increasing depressive symptoms, was experiencing anhedonia, suicidal thoughts, including thinking of overdosing on some of her sleeping medication, period. She was stating she was having increased helplessness, increased irritability, tearful episodes, as well as hearing her name whispered and seeing shadows, period. She stated that when she first moved to the Upper Peninsula when she was in high school, she began reporting these hallucinations, as well as the first night that she was in her new home, that something was in her bed grabbing at her, trying to take the covers off of her, period. She was discharged with a diagnosis of mood disorder NOS, with a rule out of major depressive disorder recurrent with psychotic features, as well as a rule out of a schizoaffective disorder, period. She was also diagnosed with psychosis NOS and a GAF of 25 on admission, 58 upon discharge, period. Paragraph. Treatments and medications. She is currently not taking any medication, states, quote, I'm supposed to be, but I refuse to go to North Point because they refuse to help my son, unquote, period. She states that because of their refusal to help her son, quote, I'm not going to go and take their medication, unquote, period. She states that she has received a letter closing her son's case, period. She acknowledges that she had been hospitalized at Marquette General Hospital inpatient on a voluntary basis, May of 2012, was there for a week, discharged, and was to go to North Point Outpatient Behavioral Services in Iron River. But, quotes, I went and didn't have an appointment, and so I used up my medication from the hospital, unquotes, period. She states she has not had any outpatient counseling, and their last use of any medication was from Marquette General Hospital in July of 2012, period. She denies any other psychiatric psychological inpatient treatment other than once at Hillsdale in 2006 for a suicide attempt, but none other, period. Medically, she states she's had gallbladder surgery July of 2006 and atopic pregnancy in 2009, period. She denies any other accidents, injuries, head injuries, period. Back up under her complaints where I'm giving the symptoms, insert the following. She also states that she throws things, loses control, but doesn't hit anybody, and has outbursts of temper, period. Paragraph. personal history, she was born, quotes, in Michigan, unquote. States she has three sisters, three brothers, and is the middle of the seven children, period. Her parents are alive, period. She states she was reared by both parents, that she got along poorly with the family while growing up, period. She denies any history of physical or sexual abuse, period. Paragraph. She states she quit school in the 10th grade because she had moved in with her sister, was pregnant with her son, and then dropped out of school, period. She claims all of her classes were, quotes, special ed, unquotes, period. She claims that she was suspended from school because, quotes, I got mixed up with the wrong crowd and I mouthed off, unquotes, period. She states she has never worked, quotes, ever, unquotes, and that she supports herself with her Social Security as well as her children's money from her children's money from the state, period. She states she has had this form of support, quotes, for a long time, unquotes, period. Paragraph. She is single, has two children, a 7-year-old son and a 3-year-old daughter, period. She is living with her parents and her children since May of last year, 2012, period. She denies any legal problems now or in the past, period. She denies any substance abuse history, stating that she quit using cigarettes 7 months ago, period. Although she denies any alcohol dependence or usage, there is some suggestion of that in the discharge summary from Marquette General Hospital in 2012. And as well as that she would smoke marijuana regularly, although she does not have a medical marijuana card, but felt that it was, quotes, helpful to her, unquotes, period. Social. She states she has no significant other, period. She claims she doesn't have any friends, period. She does occasionally go onto Facebook, period. When asked who she Facebooks with, she states her sister in Texas and sometimes her brother, period. She claims that her brother has, quotes, the same problems as me, unquotes, period. She claims she's not close to her other siblings, period. She claims that she gets along, quotes, all right, unquotes, with her parents, period. Paragraph, there is a now she is cooperative with the examiner, but there is a very bland, sad interaction, period. Paragraph. Go back up under treatments and medications and insert this as a new paragraph. In review of North Point Behavioral Health Services progress notes dated May 22nd of 2012, comma May 21st, 2012, May 24th, 2012. It is indicated that she was seen at North Point Behavioral Health Center for discharge planning to Marquette General Hospital Adult Psych Unit in Marquette, Michigan for voluntary admission, period. It was reported at that time she had come from downstate to her mother's home in Crystal Falls on 5/19/2012, was screened by a Pathways worker, and mother was becoming concerned that her daughter would harm herself and had intent of taking, quote, a bunch of OTC sleeping aids, unquote, period. This was precipitated by a breakup with a boyfriend and her reporting she didn't want to be in the Upper Peninsula but did want to feel better, period. For the past 3 months, she'd been diagnosed with thyroid issues, causing her to be hyperthyroid, having lost 60 pounds in 3 months, feeling anxious, sleepless, irritable and angry, intolerant of her being around her children, stating she felt worthless and no one wanted her around, and didn't want to be here anymore, period. Her mother was unable to assure her safety, and it was the assessment of the clinician that she was in danger of either intentionally or unintentionally harming herself and was referred for inpatient hospitalization, period. Subsequent notes and discharge planning from indicate that her mother was agreed to and participated in temporary guardianship for Heather's two children And it was the doctor's belief that her high marijuana levels may be affecting her symptoms at that time. Period. It appears on 5/29/2012 at North Point. She was a no-show for her intake session to initiate outpatient treatment. Period. Paragraph. Under treatments and medications, insert the following. That's the last paragraph. A review of a psychoeducational evaluation from Forest Park School District dated January 6, 2003, when she was 15 years of age, identified that she had been tested in 2000 with the WISC-3, obtained a verbal IQ of 60, performance IQ of 70, full scale IQ of 62. Period. Basic skills on the Woodcock mini battery of achievement indicated that her basic skills and factual knowledge were at the mid fourth grade level, with overall basic skills between mid third grade in math to an ending fourth grade in reading, period. School social worker consultation identified that she was exhibiting inappropriate types of behaviors or feelings under normal circumstances to such a significant degree that these behaviors and feelings were adversely affecting her academic development, and she was determined to be eligible for continuing special education intervention with a EI educational certification, period. Prior to that, she had been receiving special education services under the handicap of cognitive impairment, period, paragraph. All right, continuing on with interest, she states she tries her best to, quotes, care for my kids, my kids are hyper, so there's little time for me, unquotes, period. She watches a little bit of television, doesn't do, quotes, anything in particular, no hobbies, nothing, unquotes, period. Activities, paragraph. She states she does, quotes, everything that needs to be done in the house, unquotes, period. Asked to describe her day yesterday, she states she got up at 7:30, fed her children, quotes, got my son ready for school, and I kept a good eye on my three-year-old daughter, period. Later in the day, I got lunch done. Then I got my daughter down for a nap after she got up. And got my daughter down for a nap, period. After she got up, I got dinner done, and I go to bed about 2:30 in the morning, period. When asked to say to describe what she did, she states, quotes, I just take care of my kids. It's the same thing every day, unquotes, period. When asked what time her son leaves for school and comes home, she states, he leaves at 8, he comes home at 4, unquotes, period. Back up under treatments and medications, new paragraph. When asked to identify her physical medical problems, she states she's being treated for hyperthyroidism with, quotes, Hashimoto, unquotes, and that she has been, she is overweight and has staring spells, period. Her primary care physician is Dr. Picucci, PICCUCCI in Kingsford through the Marquette General Hospital Clinic. Behavioral observations, paragraph. She came to the examination accompanied by her parents, period. She states she does not drive, period. She gave her height as 5'9" with a weight of 240 pounds, period. Her three-year-old daughter was also in attendance, and her parents were caring for her, period. Claimant was wearing glasses, appropriate clothing for the weather, comma, had long hair, was neat and clean, period. It was observed in her interaction with her three-year-old daughter that she herself was unable to control her daughter's behavior, and it fell to the parents to do so, period. Posture and gait were otherwise unremarkable, attitude and behavior. She was in contact with reality. Self-esteem was low. Motor activity was slow, comma. She was somewhat dull, D-U-L-L, in her interaction. Self-absorbed, expresses and exhibits a significant degree of dependence, comma. Low motivation, period. She does tend to minimize symptoms, especially as it relates to her substance use, in comparison to prior history, period. Insight is low. Stream of activity, she's spontaneous, speaking a monotone, sad sounding. slow, having difficulty with specifics, needs much prompting, and even then elicits limited information. Mental trend, she does identify past history of hallucinations, both auditory and visual, and current hallucinations, stating the last time she had auditory was 4 days ago with her name being called, period. She states they began shortly before the birth of her son, who is now seven, period. She endorses self-cutting behavior, stopping in 2006 because that was when, quotes, my suicide attempt was, unquotes, period. They began in high school, occasionally occurring by her report when she is upset, period. She also endorses crying spells, outbursts of temper, sleep disturbances, loss of control, throwing things, but not hitting anybody, comma, having racing thoughts, comma, staying up until 2 and 3 in the morning, quotes, cleaning, unquotes, period. Please see complaint section, paragraph. Emotional, she is depressed, comma, blunted affect. Sensorium oriented, the time, place, and person, forward 6, backward 2, 3. Recent 2 out of 3, presidents, Obama, Bush, and I don't know. Birth date, April 7th, 1987, dot, I'm 26. Cities, Los Angeles, Dallas, Atlanta, New York, and Nashville. Weeks, I don't know. Months, 12. Sunrise, south. People, Demi Moore, Donnie Johnson. Current events, something about North Korea and the people. Serial sevens, she's unable to do, answers the first one correctly and cannot go any further. 5 times 3 is 15, 12 divided by 2, I don't know, 8 times 3, is that 12, question mark? 6 people owe you a quarter, I don't know, 4 plus 5 is 9, spilled milk, don't cry over something little. Bush in a tree, their plants, different ones tall, one shorter. Envelope, put in the mailbox or take it to the post office. Fire, call 911, call the fire department. Future plans, I'm trying to go to Texas and visit my sister and live there, period. I like the warmth, paragraph. Psychometric evaluation, paragraph. On April 8, 2013, Heather Brazica was administered the Wexler Adult Intelligence Scale 4 and obtained a verbal comprehension index of 76, comma percentile rank 5, semicolon perceptual reasoning index of 67, percentile rank of 1, semicolon working memory index of 69, percentile rank of 2, semicolon a processing speed index of 81, percentile rank of 10. Period. Together, these comprise a full scale IQ of 68, percentile rank of 2, placing her within the mildly impaired range of overall intellectual functioning, comma, perceptual reasoning, comma, and in working memory, period. Borderline functioning is noted in verbal comprehension with low average functioning and processing speed, period. Her strengths relative to overall functioning were focused primarily in long-term memory, general fund of information, word usage, although these are in the mildly impaired range, period. Moderately severe impairment is noted in nonverbal abstract reasoning, short-term memory, with mild impairment evident in reasoning, abstraction, serial memory, arithmetic computation, comma, psychomotor speed, eye-hand coordination, period. In the absence of any recent adaptive functioning, but in the presence of her description of her day-to-day activities, as well as those presented within the record, while at Marquette General Hospital and within North Point, comma, would appear that she has been experiencing increasing anhedonia, comma, irritability, comma, emotional dysfunction, which is longstanding, comma, recently exacerbated by stressors as well as stressors associated with relational breakups, comma, homelessness, and possible use of or abuse of marijuana, period. As such, comma, it would be interpreted that the current successes and failures, as well as resultant cognitive functioning, is reflective not only of underlying learning impairments, but also contributing emotional factors and problems, which appear to be of long-standing nature, period. Overall, the pattern of her test items, successes and failures, especially in conjunction with the psychoeducational evaluation and her prior identification as deficient functioning in basic achievement, is suggestive of characteristics not uncommonly associated with someone who may be described as learning impaired, slow learning, and in need of continued special education interventions, period, in conjunction with the extant underlying emotional behaviors and factors. This further is interpreted to erode her cognitive efficiency, period. Paragraph. Diagnosis, axis 1, mood disorder, capital NOS, comma, R/O, bipolar 2, disorder recurrent, severe with psychotic features. Paragraph, learning disorder, capital NOS, 315.9, paragraph. Axis 2. Unspecified mental retardation, parentheses, claimant today displays very low to mild mental retardation with borderline intellectual functioning and verbal and low average functioning and processing speed, period. This is suggestive of learning impairment plus emotional impairment and administration of adaptive scale to rule out MMR as well as to secure additional intellectual testing following a course of treatment would be suggested, period. As such, comma, currently it is interpreted that her cognitive efficiency is adversely affected by axis 1 disorders. Axis 3, hyperthyroidism by history. Axis 4, not in treatment with two suicide attempts, comma, dependent on parents, comma, care of two children, comma, parentheses, 7-year-old and 3-year-old, comma, unemployed. Financial, axis 5, GAF, 42, prognosis poor. Paragraph. She would be able to manage her own funds only given the continued involvement of parents, otherwise no. Period. Paragraph, first and last scene, 4-8-13, medical source. She's able to complete 1- and 2-part directives given supported setting, secondary to the presence of her axis 1 and axis 2 disorders. Period. She has limited endurance, persistence, flexibility, and attention. Period. It is unlikely she would be able to sustain herself within a normal environment, work environment, especially within the context of normal job stressors. Period. She is concrete, needs repetition, low stress, non-clerical, and support. Paragraph. Sign off. Margaret K. Capone, PhD, licensed psychologist. Thank you for typing.